Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys would stop the quibbling.
No, you're muted.
There we go.
What's up, Leroy?
What's up?
Matt, look, I disrespected y'all, so I need to go grab a Vice shirt real quick. What the hell is going on here, man?
What do you mean?
This is like amateur hour. You know, we're on radio. Dead air is not something that needs to happen here.
Oh, I can't hear nothing. All I can hear is the conversation. But are we even on? Because we don't hear the radio. I don't hear the radio.
Why are we? Isn't J Fig the one supposed to handle if we're live?
You got the radio portion. I didn't even hear the intro, so I was wondering what was going on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Tobin Leroy show here. Marcos just decides to walk away when we're on live.
because nobody, in fairness to him, we didn't know we were on. I never heard the intro, so that's why I was just sitting here. You know what I'm saying? Marcos didn't. I promise you, Marcos didn't know. Hey, by the way, Marcos.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know, you left when we were on live radio.
What?
Yeah.
What? Damn, that's good radio, y'all boys. Hey, enjoy that. Enjoy that indeed. A wonderful, wonderful start. It is a Vice Shirt Friday on the Tobin and Leroy show. Vlad holding things down in the booth. J-Fig behind the scenes holding things down. I hope she's celebrating a Vice Shirt Friday as well. Leroy, how was your night last night? Did you catch any of the Hall of Fame game?
I didn't watch one play.
Not one play, Leroy.
You know why?
34 points, not one play.
Because here's why. I forgot. I'm not in football mode yet. When you know on Thursday and Monday you got some football, right?
Wow.
Caught me off guard. It really did. So are there preseason games this week or we got a whole nother week?
Whole nother week.
No, it's like the 10th.
Which the odd thing about it is normally the Hall of Fame game is on that Sunday, and then the game starts. They are doing it like 10 days in advance of, I guess they do Thursday, Friday preseason games.
It's been Thursday for like the last 10 years, man.
It's been Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, right? They do Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No.
And then the speech is probably Saturday.
The game is on a Thursday.
No, but I'm talking about for regular preseason games. They do Friday, Saturday, or do they do Thursday also?
No, they'll do Thursday, and then they'll probably do next week will be the full week, which will probably have some Friday, Saturday games.
And then on the last week, I think
everybody plays
at the same day.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to, because God forbid, somebody should get an extra day. Like, they don't, they do that in all sports, though. Remember, what was it? They try to do it in the playoffs. I mean, for the last week of the season, so folks can't
try
to figure out.
Yeah, the NBA does that.
The NBA does that. Like, you say, oh, y'all want to figure out where y'all seen this? Everybody start at the same time.
Play at 3:30. So nobody could sit out if there's like a playoff positioning.
Right. So I like that. I like that the leagues are trying to make all these games matter. However, when you give that extra week, I used to think the week before the Super Bowl, right? I used to think that was torture because you have a week of nothing. Imagine doing that in preseason when you all geeked up for the season to start. Well, you got a preseason game and then 2 weeks.
Yeah, at least the payoff is better with the Super Bowl. I'm like so excited and I got to wait now. And then my reward is week one of preseason. It's not
right,
great.
Right. Is now, how about this? From what I heard, Trey Lance looked pretty good.
He did.
Is it a coaching thing? See, I have always said this, right? That we draft players based on their prospect rating, right? But sometimes you have a player that might fit what you're doing a little bit more or fit what you're doing a little bit less, but you still draft that player, right? So maybe Trey Lance just didn't fit in San Fran. And now he's going to get a chance to kind of be in the system, even though he probably never going to play. But people will see that he's now in a system that kind of fits his skill set a little bit more. I say this all the time. I was fortunate that every team that I played for in my life, through high school, college, NFL, except for one team, and I'll break it down for you. They all said, you go out there and do you. We like the physical style you run with. That's what we need. You go do you.
Well, and, Leroy, there's always room for running over someone's face.
but in Carolina, their offense was, you run here, you run in this hole, and if it's not there, put your head down and go through that hole. You don't run with your eyes. And it was a weird dynamic, but it worked for them, right? It just, I was kind of I ran with my eyes. And I was able to, one of the things that helped me along in my career was I played in the front of a wishbone. So that means all the decisions I made had to be made 2 yards from the line of scrimmage. So whenever I lined up in the eye or was a single back, it felt like I had all the time in the room in the world. And usually it's the other way. The farther along you go, the game speeds up. I was the opposite because I played so close to the quarterback that when I had an opportunity to move back, the game actually slowed down. So when I got to the NFL and played back, further back, it was like, oh yeah, I'm kind of ahead of the game on this one. But I like seeing quarterbacks or players. Right? We always are so quick to call a player a bust. And I would say, what if he's in a bad system? What if he's with a bad coach? What if, you know, things don't work out? Look at what happened with Minnesota last year. Anybody think that was possible? No. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to say Trey Lance isn't a bust because he put up 34 points in the Hall of
Fame. No.
He looked good yesterday.
I'm not saying that. That's why I asked Vlad, how did he look?
Seriously, you know what? He looked good, and I'm going to tell you something. It looked like, and I didn't watch the game from the highlights and I didn't watch the game live. I watched it on the NFL Network replay. It looked like a guy who's had, you know, at least 4 years of NFL experience going against guys who are trying to make the NFL. Right. Second, it looked like Jim Harbaugh knows how to use those type of players like Colin Kaepernick very well. So he knows how to utilize his talent. So that's why I didn't want to go crazy with it.
I'm just saying,
when you said coaching, it's like, yeah, there's certain guys who know how to utilize guys' talent better than other coaches.
Right. And that's just it. Like, who would have ever thought who went to Minnesota last year? I think he's with Seattle now.
Sam Darnold.
Like, okay, I'm going to say, put those numbers up and say that was Sam Darnold. Did anybody ever think that was possible? No, because of his past and what situation he was in before. And so I would just say that, man, like sometimes it's not a good fit. We see guys that end up being better later on in their career after playing on two or three teams because they find, you know, they find their sweet spot. There's certain guys can play anywhere. That's also true. But just seeing, you know, or getting a feel for what Trey Lance was doing, I only watched the highlights. He looked like he was in a system that fit him and he looked comfortable, right? So now all of the technique stuff that he will work on from now on in, he's in a more comfortable situation. It's easier to work on that. Easier to work on your foot, your feet. Easier to work on your release. Easier to work on, you know, your decision making when you're in a situation that you feel comfortable in. Everybody doesn't get that luxury, right? Some people get a new coach, you come into a system, and you gotta adhere to that system even if it don't fit you. Case in point. Like, people want to say that, you know, Mike McDaniel fixed Tua, and I would be more along the lines of, yeah, to some extent, but more importantly, the system that Tua is now playing in fits the things he does well. He's a very accurate quarterback. He makes quick decisions. He gets the ball into tight windows and anticipates well, and that's kind of what this offense is. Because he'd throw in the middle of the field, which, like, quarterbacks are terrified of. A lot of quarterbacks are terrified of throwing the ball in the middle of the field.
I'm just happy to be talking about football again.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of.
Yeah, like, yeah, we're getting there. We're talking about
football, but, like, again, we ain't there yet because I forgot. Now, when the season starts, you ain't going to never forget if there's a Thursday game or if there's not. The only questions we ask during the football season is who got the bye. That's it. But you know football coming on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. And then at Thanksgiving, you might have a couple of Saturday games.
And then there's, like, a Friday game, Black Friday.
Black Friday, ooh. Yeah. So like, yeah, we ain't there yet. We ain't there yet. But, like, there was some football. And by the way, 34 points in a preseason game is like scoring 100. Because you rudimentary offense. But I will say this. I think, if I'm not mistaken, my rookie year, Warren Moon came into Cleveland when he played for the Vikings, and I think they scored 59 in preseason.
Huh? Wait, your ones versus Jesus. Their ones?
They scored. Okay. Okay. Go look it up. It's 1990 preseason. The Minnesota Vikings came into Cleveland and scored 50-something points. And I remember saying, wow, I don't think I have been this bad in my life.
That was a sign of things to come.
Yeah, we were 3-13 that year.
Well, look, yesterday was a return to football, but we do have another set of headlines to get to. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Vlad, glad that you're in today because I wanted your opinion on this. Big, big news out of the NBA yesterday. Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
4-year, $150 million extension with the Knicks. What are the Knicks faithful? What's the pulse of the nation, Vlad?
I like it. We gave up a lot to get him. It's a fair
deal. You got to keep him.
It's a fair deal. That if you look at it, it's 4 years, so he's only making like $35 million. And that's
he gave him a break. They say he took $6 million less.
So that's good because we know we have other couple free agents that we might have to sign, so some of that money being used. I think he loves playing with his guys. You love playing with Jalen. Yeah. You love playing in New York. And, yeah. And you showed up big in the playoffs. So
Vlad.
What's up?
I love Mikal Bridges for one reason.
He never misses a game?
There you go. Now, if I was the Heat, there's something about that would interest me more than any other player in the NBA because you've had so many players miss games here that to have some kind of stability right? They that goes like you can say what you want about the Knicks or whatever. The fact that they have that dude that ain't gonna never miss a game and you can count on being in the lineup every night. That's a positive. I do believe that. That's a positive, man. He and what is 7 years?
Never miss a game. And he played 1 year on the Tibbs.
Right. Hey.
If that was the Tibbs, season. Hey, that was and he realized it. That's why he was the one that said, hey, you know, I don't mind playing a lot, but, you know, some of these guys are good. That was his way of saying, look, Tibbs, you're about to mess up my streak here. So
that's he's Tibbs kryptonite. Can't break him.
But he lasted 1 year of Tibbs, so that's, you know.
Yeah. So like
that's
yeah,
like three
man,
NBA I'm, years right there.
That it, what? That
that's like three NBA.
That's three NBA years.
That's a lot, man.
So
it's
they just they should just give him the that's 150 up front and say we just you and your player option. Because Tibbs.
Yeah. A couple players. Like, honestly, when you start telling people your age, you know, how dog years are different.
I told you, Jimmy. Jimmy's not 30. Years. What's Jimmy's age?
36?
He's 36. Really 39 in Tibbs years because he played for Tibbs not once, but twice. Yes.
I definitely know. I've always been a big fan of Mikal Bridges because it's something about being able to count on him every night. Like, I know at times they need him to score a little bit more, right? But the fact that he's on notice every night because he's there, because he's out there, that you don't see that in the league today.
I like
7 years, that's 600 games in playoffs,
over.
600 plus games.
Over.
No, well, you think he probably played
7 years, 82 games. That's right there. That's 574.
Yeah.
So then you add the playoffs.
So he's over 600 the playoffs.
650 at least. Remember, he had a finals run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
With Phoenix. Yeah, he's at least over 650 games.
So, yeah, that I wouldn't have mind seeing him in a Heat uniform when he was available. Everybody was like, eh. I'm like, he does something nobody on your team does. Play every night. That's it. No, but we have to feel that that's an important aspect of this team, right?
That's messed up, bro. That's messed up.
But,
you're right. But I mean,
hey, when you say it's something about going to the arena or get ready for a game and you go, who's playing? And you go, Mikal Bridges is.
It's like, no, but then like, Leroy, that's like having ace up in the sleeve. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah.
Hey, your daddy can't do this. Your daddy can't do that. Well, at least my daddy could play every game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
man.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man.
But you know. Think about it. For this team, for the Miami Heat, that would be one of the most important statistics because injuries have plagued this team for the last, what, 3-4 years? Somebody, key guy getting hurt. And he ain't a scrub, right? He ain't a scrub. So I'm not going to sit here and just disrespect him by saying his only attributes is he plays every night.
No, he's one of the best two-way players you saw
right.
during
the playoffs. So imagine that. With the Heat. I like when he was available, I'm like, do what you gotta
do. Put it this way, I'll take Mikal Bridges over Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Because they would be comparable. And if you would, and even though Wiggins won a championship and everything, I would take Bridges over Wiggins for
some. Yeah, because you know what you're gonna get every night.
Yes.
Right? Even though he's playing, you still know what you're gonna get. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, kudos to him. Like, in the world of sports today, he is a unicorn with his ability to play every night. Like, and so, yeah. Who has the record? AJ Green?
AC.
Play like AC. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, AC Green. He played, what, like 1,100 straight games?
Yeah, but you know why.
He wasn't starting, though.
But we all know why.
Well, no, I don't know why. No, tell me why.
Come on,
man. Nah, I gotta look it up.
He's a virgin.
I gotta look it up.
He was a virgin all that time.
Oh, that's right. He was. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was
right.
Abstaining from sex. What? Yeah, he was a virgin.
That's what?
Yeah, he was pure.
Pure.
Right. You know how hard that was to be with the Showtime Lakers and you not? Come on, man.
I got to tell you.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean.
I wasn't. I don't know. Hey, kudos to him. Like, I'm like,
kudos. Hey, listen, there's a reason he got that right.
I'm just keeping it real. But I let's see, I average like 15 games a year. So
yeah. I mean, that's solid. In this day and age, that's solid.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. We got a lot on the show. Hall of Famers were inducted yesterday.
Not yesterday. Did they get inducted on Saturday, right?
Yeah, inducted on Saturday. But they were shown. Well, yeah. They were showcased.
They were shown yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, they put them on. Put them at halftime, and they bring them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take a look.
Witcher.
We're going to take a look at next year's eligible candidates. See which ones we think are shoo-ins for getting a gold jacket next year. We're also going to play our favorite game.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're dead to me. We have a couple out there.
Are we going to play the game? Or you played
which
yesterday?
One? What? The no, taboo. No.
Why are you always lying?
Taboo.
Oh, Radio Taboo. If we have time for Radio Taboo, we definitely will play that.
Gotta go get my headband.
Gotta go get that. And Vlad, I want to try something that we did yesterday with Brittany that we did when I was producing. It's called Why You Always Lying, where I want you to give us one truth surrounded by two lies and have us determine which one is the real fact.
Vlad, listen.
Yesterday, Brittany had us on a goose chase.
I heard it.
So yeah. We'll see if we can figure out what's true and what's not. But we got a bunch of shenanigans. It's a Friday. We're going to have a good time. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Get some silly sauce right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hey, friends. I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Our boy Tobin out. He is going to be back next week hosting things. But in the meantime, it's another Frog Boy Friday. So, you know, we're going to keep things lighthearted here. We gave you some headlines in the first segment, but didn't mention the Miami Dolphins and your Miami Marlins. Both a couple pieces of news there. As we can see, our boy Sandy Alcantara staying with the Marlins. Were you surprised by that?
No.
Yeah.
Vlad says he was.
Because here's why, Vlad. He hadn't been pitching well.
He had two great starts.
Oh, hold on. He just started pitching well in his previous starts. No team is going to give up a haul when there's still that much uncertainty. And if I'm the Marlins, I'm asking for a whole lot, because whether I trade him or not don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, keeping him is not. So what you do is you put out the most ridiculous requests out there. If somebody bites, right? Then you go ahead, but if not, no, you can always come back. I love the way they say, we never even thought about trading Sandy. That's what you say after the fact.
No, they were, and
I know.
Absolutely what happened was exactly what you said, but depending on the team and what they really want to strengthen, and if you really notice, a lot of teams strengthen their bullpen, because in the playoffs, all you want to have as many arms in the bullpen as you can to throw out there. So you could have your starter go four. Most starters really go. If a starter goes six innings, you're thrilled. That's like going seven or eight in the playoffs, because it's a lot of bullpen work. The fact is, those last two starts, he went seven. Like, he went over six and seven, and it was. His ERA was low. He was striking out the batters. It wasn't if you were taking Sandy on the Hard Rock bet, you were getting 3.5 strikeouts. Yeah, you take the over. So, I was shocked. But
really,
yeah, I was shocked that no team would have made the move. I really thought the Yankees would have made
the
move.
I think there were conversations. I would say there were conversations. But again, when you're in a position of the Marlins, you go into it saying, you know, let's ask for something ridiculous. If we get it, then we kind of get backed into trading him. But if not, we're fine with keeping him. I think, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, we'll listen, but we're not listening. Like, and a lot of teams probably came in and say, hey, he's only throwing two good games. Right?
Well, so, the Marlins did make a trade yesterday, even though it wasn't Sandy. They traded outfielder Jesus Sanchez to the Houston Astros for a couple prospects. And I'm reading here now on SI.com that when they traded Jesus Sanchez, it was because they had the idea that outfielder Jacob Marcy, who apparently has been tearing it up in the AAA team,
is going to come up,
is ready to make his debut against the Yankees today. They start a series against the Yankees at Lone Depot, and it seems like they kind of had this, you know, already in the works. They acquired this prospect. You know, maybe this guy is going to be, you know, the not necessarily the missing piece, but going to add to the young talent that already seems to be meshing organically. You know, it kind of seems like something's going on over there. So,
right. It seems like they're. I mean, the thing that I like about what's going on is that you can look at this team, and over the past year or so, it seems like they have a plan. It doesn't mean that plan is going to work, right? But they seem to have a plan. They seem to be sticking to it. They seem to be building up the farm system and identifying good young talent. And so, like, that's a start. That's a start. You know, if you can identify the talent in the farm system and you make trades, at least you're getting something in return. I mean, how many times has this organization just been hit over the back of the head and just taken advantage of when it comes to trades?
Now, the Miami Dolphins continue practice today. As of right now, they're in a scrimmage and the current score is 21-21. I believe it's a first team versus second team. Zach Wilson just threw a 26-yard touchdown about 3 minutes ago. So things are active. They're getting into some 11-on-11s. So far, just a few updates from Omar Kelly's Twitter. Seems like the offensive line's physicality is overpowering at the moment.
O-line, you said?
Yeah, offensive line. I'm not sure if it's the good second team that he's referring to. Yeah, I'll take that.
Listen,
I know there's no pads, Leroy. We know that, but the fact that the O-line
I'm not even saying that. But I'm gonna say this: whether it's the first line or the second line, that's a message that goes to everybody.
Nice,
the physicality. So it don't matter who it is.
Okay, so it doesn't make it. To me, that's good. Anytime you hear the O-line dominating, you happy,
right? You happy because that means is what again.
Aggression is being
set. You want to see something. You basically want to get an idea that something's different so that we can be better, right? What changes have been made? Now, here's the important part of all this, okay? A lot of practices in the preseason, when you practice against other teams, when you scrimmage against each other, a lot of these things are scripted. Right? So that means you got a list of plays you're going to run and it's determined the night before or the morning or whatever. Right? There's a sheet. You just go down the sheet. My biggest concern is when they start getting into games and game planning, is Mike going to be consistent with what they're trying to do right now? Right? Because it's easy to say, I'm a different guy, right? But When you get into crunch time, do you just revert back to, oh, the quick pass, let's do this, let's do that, or are you going to be consistent with it? That's going to be the true test.
Well, a couple notes from Joe Shad here. We got some people chatting it up. Ocho Cinco, apparently at practice. Teron Armstead, Tyreek Hill, all seen chatting up GM Chris Greer. Jordan Brooks seems to have the orange jersey, so we'll see what kind of music he'll be digging up. Dolphins running backs did up and down drills during practice as form of self-discipline. Miami has been demonstrating all camp. Leroy, I'm sure the exercise aspect of football wasn't an issue for you, but I do remember in the little bit of peewee football that I played, up downs and crabbing was like, anytime you messed up, go do some up downs. Get out of my face. Go do some up downs until you throw up.
You know what Brian Flores would do? Go what? Touch the wall. Takes no talent. Takes no talent.
Sweetin says Marcos does up down drills anytime he tries putting on pants.
Points for Twitcher.
That was so quick too.
Yeah, it seems that the farther football has progressed, that seems to be more penal. Whereas when I was younger, right, up downs were just called workout, yeah. Right? Like after practice, we're going to do some conditioning, up downs and run.
Nah, it was discipline. It turned into discipline because people are like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
More notes here. It says Teron Armstead on the field watching a great battle between Patrick Paul and Chop Robinson. We'll call it a draw or slight edge to Paul, followed by Patrick Paul had a pancake block on Mo Kamara.
This Zach is with no pads. A fumble.
How you pancake block somebody with no pads?
That's what I was.
I think they got pads.
They didn't pads.
Oh, they in pads now, right?
I think three days ago. Yeah, 3 days ago they got into the pads. They took one day off, though. A couple interceptions here of the backup quarterbacks, Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson. No one necessarily seems to have extended their lead as far as who's going to be that second quarterback. I do see something interesting here, though. Apparently, and I've seen this on Omar Kelly's Twitter and Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post, he says running back Alexander Mattison, which I feel like I said it to British Mattison, continues to have a very solid camp. He appears to be faster than anticipated. Where the hell did he come from? Like, is that something I should be paying attention to?
He was in Minnesota. He's the reason why Dalvin Cook got sent packing. And then he went to and then Minnesota didn't sign him. They signed Aaron Jones. So then he went to the Raiders. And, you know, the Raiders were kind of a mess last season.
Yeah. And then, of course, right. Even then, though, you know, he has, if we're looking at his last two seasons with the Vikings, he had 180 attempts, 700 yards. Unfortunately, no touchdowns, which he touched the ball 180 times. No touchdowns.
Well, that's, you know what?
He might have been sharing.
I would say that's the Robert Smith. Robert Smith would have 1,300 yards, but only have five touchdowns because he played on the team with me.
Oh, I gotcha.
They won it.
Right. With the Raiders, 132 attempts, 420 yards, four touchdowns. And
that sounds like Raiders football right there.
He only had one attempts. Job to do. And he did it very well.
Hey, I still had 500-600 yards rushing.
I know, but you just knew. Yeah. Right. Come on. If Robert, listen,
yeah. Once we got inside the 20,
it's funny that I'm talking to a person that I use in a video game.
That is crazy.
Yeah, Leroy, there was a lot of times you fumbled for me at most inopportune times.
Don't worry.
Why we got to bring up all this stuff?
It's in a video game, Leroy. It was just in a video game. That's all. You know, I thought you had more stamina. You know, maybe I didn't look at it. You know, you went from 84 to like 73 and then boom. But no, it was I felt bad for Robert. You know, he'll have a 66-yard run, be all tired.
Hey.
And then Leroy come in and get the 5-yard touchdown.
When I realized he wasn't gonna score, this was me on the sideline.
gotta feed the baby.
And then the crazy part is, it got to the point where even the fans would start yelling Leroy, right? Robert covered his helmet on twist. He done ran in between the 20s, and then he gets to the, like, the 15-yard line.
Oh, even the fans do. You even have a chant.
I see. And then one time the coach said, hey, let Robert do it. Let's change it up. And we were like on the 5-yard line. He got the ball and got twisted up like a pretzel, and then he did this.
Nope.
I say, man, and let me explain. Like, everybody says, oh, it's just short yardage. But keep in mind, you got all 22 guys within 5 yards of the ball. So you got to make quick decisions. You can't hesitate. You got to go.
Still love the Thanksgiving game, bro. I always say that. The Thanksgiving game is my favorite Leroy game because I'm like,
Randy Moss, Robbie.
Yo, Leroy did more than Randy. Literally, if you watch the game and you look at the plays, Leroy had a hell of a freaking game. Just guy did 3 plays and it was 3 bombs.
Yeah. 3 catches, 3 touchdowns, 150.
That was it. Those 3 plays. Just
he came in the Leroy's locker room and said, hey, I brought you the bone.
Oh, man. Look, we're going to keep an eye out on Dolphins camp when we come back. We're going to take a look at the day today, see what kind of day it is, what day we're celebrating, whose birthday we're celebrating, and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy, Frog Boy, filling on in. Vlad bumping the new clips. I'm assuming you gave the album 2 thumbs up.
I wish I had 2 more hands so I could give it 4 thumbs up.
Yeah, I can imagine, from all the things that I heard about it, pretty good.
Pretty good with the understatement. It's a classic.
It's a classic. Yeah. It's a classic. Best album that they've released?
Ooh. It is up there with Lord Willing. It depends on it. You know what it is? It's
what?
It's the timing of the album and where you are in life. So the fact that it felt like I finally had music that was made for me and my age and where I am at in life.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Sometimes older rappers can try to tap into the youth and then like do stuff that you're like, bro, you're still talking about this?
Right. So, but then I'm also thinking about when Lord Willing came out when I was young and that was the energy at that time. So yeah. It's all about what that energy is, and this was the energy that I needed for my ears.
Dude, can I just tell you?
What's up?
I was on the phone.
We seen that.
And it's a recording. They say, hi, I want to help you with your Medicare and get you. They say, do you have Medicare Part A and Part B, right? I said, nope. Great. Let me transfer you to somebody. So, like, now I'm getting transferred. And I said, no. Right? And, I'm like, okay, so now I'm just going to waste as much of their time as I can. So the guy goes on, he goes, oh, how are you doing? How's your day going? I'm like, dude, get to your point so I can make you mad, right? So you have Medicare? I said, no. He goes, then why are we talking? I said, because he said, you got transferred to me. I'm like, it's a recording. I said, so I'm just going to waste as much time as I can until y'all stop calling. You stop calling me. I said, hold on there, Akhnad.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Because let me tell you something. You know what else gets you? This is what else gets you.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Tom. No, it's not. Your name ain't Tom. I'm like, Tom.
Could be Tom.
It could be Tom. Tom could be short for something.
No, yeah.
Please. Hey. It's Friday. I like to have a job on Monday. So please, let it be.
No, Tomas. I'm just saying they have an accent like from Slumdog Millionaire. And then.
Okay. All right.
What? They do. They have a, they like. Yeah. Wait. Am I lying?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
But maybe sometimes you should. Maybe sometimes you should.
No, I'm just saying. Like you can't. Like, hi, I'm Jim. No, come, dude, come on.
Why can't they be Jim?
You know why?
They could be Jim.
It could be Jim. It could be Jim. Could be short for something else.
Okay. Yeah, they all seem to have American names.
They could have longer names, and if you shorten it, it would be Jim. So therefore,
I watch a lot of golf, right? And in a lot of golfers from different countries, they do that, right? But I ain't buying it on telemarketer. He just trying to get in, like.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm like, what are we doing? He got mad at me. He said I'm wasting his time. I'm like, calling me in the middle of the day, Jim? And I'm wasting your time?
Oh, good. All right. Well, look, let's get to some birthdays for today. August 1st, clearly the best month of the year, but today, not great. Usually I have a long list of names of like, all right, these are respectable people born on this day. Not so much for August 1st, but I'm going to give you the names you may recognize. Happy birthday goes out to Jason Momoa.
Is
notably.
He 40 yet?
46.
Come on, man. He's got to be near 50. 46, all right.
Yeah, 46 for sure.
What was his, like, his first movie was Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah, like his first breakout role was definitely Game of Thrones. And he didn't have to say anything, really.
And I don't just, even remember him talking.
He didn't. He didn't talk. And he died within an episode, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, the women thought he was handsome. And the guys thought
cool. I always get Jason Momoa and the wrestler mixed up.
Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
People have said they look alike, but okay. Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
The first time I saw Jason Momoa in Game of Thrones, I thought it was Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
You see what I'm saying?
I can see that. Depending on like the movie or whatever he's in.
So it just caught me. It just caught me.
Right. Because Momoa was funny in Fast 10.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Oh, he said he shaved for Dune 3. He's in Dune now. Yeah.
Gross.
Still trying to figure out that movie. I mean, I still
don't understand.
I think I liked it, but I'm I don't know.
Well, how about a happy heavenly birthday to our boy Coolio?
Yeah.
Hopefully somewhere in the gangster's paradise. let's see. And then when I go through the names, really like the one name you may recognize is like Scotty Barnes, obviously, but Carmelo Hayes, you probably know that one, Vlad. You know Carmelo Hayes? No? Wrestler? Heard.
Oh. Really?
I think you probably may know him because he's dating Bianca Belair.
No.
That'd be the only reason why I know him, because she is beautiful. But yeah, man, this day sucks in regards to birthdays, but I will tell you something happened on this day, August 1st, in history. Nothing too cool, but Jerry Garcia, music and founder of the rock band Grateful Dead, which I just thought that was a flavor of ice cream. Didn't realize it was an actual guy. Mm-hmm. He was born today, and the first Jeep is produced, and MTV begins airing its first video, Video Killed the Radio Star. That's kind of cool. First video on MTV. Now the only thing they play is Ridiculousness. That's the only thing that I know.
I know.
Let's see. Today is known as National, a couple days today as usual, National Respect for Parents Day, August 1st. Make sure you guys are celebrating Respect for Parents Day. What are you going to do for Respect for Parents Day, Leroy?
Pretty much be a parent.
You go, boy.
That job don't never change.
Now, this one is questionable because, like, I feel like there's like 33 of these throughout the year that they keep making up. But apparently today is National Girlfriends Day.
Isn't it every National Girlfriends Day?
How does that work with some of the brothers that's out there with the side chicks?
Well, just don't go to a Coldplay concert.
Well, every day is National Girlfriend Day.
It's supposed to be or whatever, but do we need
National Wife Day? Because isn't that an anniversary?
No, that's every day. But the side chicks need their day,
no,
too.
No, I know. Yeah.
Don't they have side their day? February 15th, February, right?
15th. Yeah, the 15th. Or the 13th.
The 14th.
No. The 14th or, is for Valentine's.
It's Valentine's Day.
Or March.
Yeah.
Check this out. Because my daughter's birthday is on the 13th, Valentine's Day is on the 14th, my son's birthday is on the 15th. So I know when Valentine's Day is.
Oh, yeah, of course. Your pocket knows, too.
Yeah.
What about this one? National Water Balloon Day. Last time you guys got into any water balloon fun.
Love water balloons. Junior high.
Last time we got into water balloon fun, he pulled a muscle, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's
terrible. That was egg toss.
Oh, egg toss, sorry.
Yeah, junior high when we were graduating, eighth grade.
You know, what about since then, that game that you play sometimes, you like maybe like a outdoor baby shower picnic of some sort, I don't know. You throw the water balloon and then you take a step back and then try to throw the water balloon, take a step back and see if you can catch it without it popping. Maybe I've done that, but like a full out.
That's like egg toss. That's what we did with egg toss. You back up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe at like a weird game I've done that, but like a full-on water balloon war, that's definitely like childhood.
I contemplated.
That's like a staple childhood.
Hey, game. Vlad, when we was doing the egg toss, I contemplated just hurling it and busting it on the person to say, we lose.
Who was your partner? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I pulled the hammy, though.
You pulled a hammy? Jeez, bro.
On the egg toss.
I was trying to do perfect.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
And I went,
you became a breakfast. You pulled a hammy while throwing eggs.
Yeah. It was moons over my hammy for sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. It is hour two of the program. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.